Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shime, great one when it comes to lead choices. That is Supertramp. And Goodbye, Stranger.
I wanted to dedicate that one to my guy, Kurt Doggy, because I know he's a little frustrated this morning. So figured the office reference to Goodbye, Toby was a good start to the day for him.
It did improve my mood.
And that is an understatement. The man is unhinged by the move that the Red Sox have made. Curtis has had it with the Boston Red Sox.
It is diabolical how they have abused the support their fans have given them. Highest ticket prices in baseball. You do it once with Mookie. You can blame it on a million things, whatever. But to do it again and get an even worse package in return, right as you've turned the season around, people got home last night, had Father's Day dinner. They're like, wow, we're going to have a baseball season. That's what I thought. I was unbelievable. Wiggy was at the game. Looked like a great day with the family.
Yep. Yeah. Half game out at a wild card. I mean, it's going to be tough to catch the Yankees.
You were tied at the end of that for wild card.
Right.
Were you not?
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were.
So you're tied for wild card.
Yeah.
It's going to be
you're
tough.
Sitting there right now this morning.
Yeah,
minus Rafael Devers.
Tough to catch the Yankees, but we knew that. Like, all right, so it's all about the wild card now, and things look good. Your starting pitching looked great over the weekend. Not only did you sweep the Yankees, you took 2 or 3 from the Rays, and then you took 2 or 3 from the Yankees prior to that. So you're like, all right, little mojo.
All right, well, leads are brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. I feel like it's upon me to spin this optimistically for everybody. I think there's a way in which both Curtis and Wiggy are actually right. And here's why. By trading away Rafael Devers, you trade away the bad attitude. You get rid of a guy who didn't want to, help the team out in any way. Yep. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do. But at the same time, you also shed that massive salary, which then opens up the avenue for a possibility of the Boston Red Sox going out and acquiring arguably the best pitcher in baseball, Paul Skenes. There's no way Pittsburgh is going to pay him. And you take that money that you just dumped in the Devers deal and put it towards Paul Skenes. And then you're talking about a rotation led by Skenes and Crochet, and the Red Sox are officially cooking and back at it.
So you got two hogs.
Yes.
All right. All right. I mean, I can get on board with that, but you still, hopefully your bats will, you have some of these young kids that can step in. I mean, but if, I don't know, Shime, if that means they got to spend money. And to Curtis's point, if he believes it's about a salary dump, you're not going to spend money on another, especially somebody of that caliber.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So John Henry came in and did brilliant things. He fixed Fenway Park in a way that nobody could have ever envisioned it. He helped the team win their first World Series in 86 years, and then he won 3 more. Great. Love it. Thank you. Something happened along the way where he saw the profitability of the Red Sox and realized that he needs to be doing this in many other places. And I'm sure Courtney's going to get to this in her lead. However, I would just like to say that if you are going to Fenway Park, you should understand that what you're paying for that ticket, what you're spending on for that City Connect jersey for $300, whatever you're doing, is not going directly to the organization. It's like charities, right? You know how they grade charities? Some of them, you know, the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber is really good, like 88 and 89 cents of every dollar goes directly to client, to a patient care, that type of thing. With the Red Sox, it's feeling more and more like about 20% of what you spend is actually going to support the team that you're watching. And I am, I guess, unhinged. I am enraged. I am so grateful at the opportunity I have to talk about sports in Boston because the fans that support these teams are the best in the world. They are. It is a part of your daily life in a way that is hard to describe. I saw this post by June Lee about how when Roman Anthony made his debut, when the top prospect arrives in Boston, the city's vibe changes. And yeah, he's right. That whole afternoon and evening, there was this palpable expectation and hope related to a baseball player coming from Worcester to Boston. And this ownership group has taken advantage of that. They have used their fans to profit in other ways. And that is despicable. And it's not illegal. It's just not, I believe it to be unseemly. And what happened yesterday was the culmination of an owner that has joined the Economic Reform Committee, who uses the Red Sox as a means to prop up other entities, and is no longer championship-driven in any way, shape, or form. And if you feel the way I feel, there's many ways you can decide to act, but I would not give this ownership group my trust going forward.
Okay. Curtis, thank you. More leads to come, and then they said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. We will discuss what Clayton Kershaw said about this trade. More Rory McIlroy is a dink audio coming up. I think we have some Brad Marchand in They Said It. After that goal on Saturday night was all world shine.
So good. That looked like prime Brad Marchand.
Oh, my Lord. Unbelievable. So we'll be right back with more leads.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.